what I want. Thanks for subscribing to KHOL and listening to the Teton Sports Talk Podcast, the number one sports talk show in the great state of Wyoming.
Sports fans, it is Friday here on Teton Sports Talk.
And it's our Christmas episode. Time has flown. Christmas again here.
I thought you were going to say time creeped on by because you have to deal with me every week.
It's Christmas.
That was nice.
I can't say
well, what's
like that.
More important than Christmas, though, on the 25th?
Sports fans.
Wink. Wink.
Oh, sorry.
Wink.
Gravy.
Oh.
It's Graham's birthday.
Oh.
Speaking of Graham, I'm Matthew Zeman.
Not Friday.
To my left is Graham Traynor, and we are Teton Sports Talk, and it's our Christmas episode.
Yeah, and Massey just made the naughty list by deleting the producer's podcast introduction.
Oh, I found it.
Audio. Oh, you found it.
I found it. It's back.
You removed it from trash.
That's just
nice of you.
She just introduced us. You just can't tell that because we're recording.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Thanks, Adele.
Yeah.
The introduction.
And thank you for editing for my birthday.
Not going to happen.
Nah.
Not going to happen.
He's got to commute.
Yeah, I got to commute. Got to pack. I leave tomorrow.
How the Massey Grinch stole Christmas.
Got to leave tomorrow, and I edit. I feel like I've been carrying this editing for a little while there. You've been kind of weaseling your way out.
Oh, because you did the first week of our new website profile playlist thing.
Yeah.
You're just cocky.
Speaking of which, we have a podcast, and you can find it on iTunes, or you can go to KHOL.com, and we all have profiles now, says Michael. And if you click on our profile, there's a link to our shows untested by us. I think Todd's giving me a thumbs up. It's in the works.
Todd is dead to me. I was going to say I tried to submit my sophomore college fraternity composite photo for the website, but Michael said you got to take a new picture.
Got to update?
Not nude, new, sorry.
It's a decade old picture.
Yeah, it would be cool. I like looking young.
Like, just trying to
take it. It's that time of year when I want to feel young again.
Speaking of age, I have an age question for you that I wanted
age
to.
Age or AIDS?
What did you age.
Say? Age.
Age. Cool. Not an AIDS question.
Nah.
We don't have that in common.
Philadelphia, great Christmas movie.
I'm sorry. You know, I just have to go sit on the John after my first half a beer in the evening now. Instead of being like a first half a cup of coffee.
Is this non-brew pub beer?
Non-brew pub beer.
Wow.
It's like
Rainier?
Yeah.
Wow.
That happened today. Today I drank coffee and nothing happened, and then boom, half a beer in. I'm like, oh, there it is.
What was the coffee to beer ratio for the whole day? Careful, because you might sound like an alcoholic. If one outweighs the other.
Two cups of coffee and then half a pint of beer.
Okay.
Until something happened.
Okay.
Maybe that's what I need to do. I need to start drinking beer in the morning.
No tobacco, no Metamucil, no prune juice. Okay. Prune juice, that's that when you're 32, going on 33, you start reading articles about prune juice being important.
Is that
going to add that to your diet?
I always check. I check now. I look down on that water. I'm like, things still seem okay.
Yeah. I've asked for a recliner with a prune juice cup holder.
let's not digress that so too much.
Digress.
Let's talk Christmas, man. Great time of year.
Man. Yeah.
Great time of year. I'd like to go ahead and thank Wofford for giving me quite the early Christmas present. They beat UNC Tar Heels. So sad. Going into ACC play.
At home, too.
Oh, Wofford, you're the best.
In Chapel Hill.
Chaz Hill. There probably wasn't enough student section presence there.
Yeah. Dean Smith never would have lost that game.
Oh, my UNC.
Yeah.
Just.
That's like a one. You know what that is? That's the first 1/16 in March Madness history. December Madness.
I love it.
How about that?
Wofford is the best. I'm not even sure where you're
UNC
located.
UNC did it.
Probably near UNC. You're probably in South Carolina. Oh, you're in South Carolina. Wofford's in South Carolina somewhere.
Waffle Houses, yes.
Yes.
Wofford?
Wofford.
I'm guessing Wofford. I always, when I don't know where a school is in college basketball, I guess it's in Ohio.
Eastern Seaboard.
Eastern Seaboard.
I think Wofford's in, on the Eastern
Seaboard.
It's on an
island? It's on Sea Island.
It's between D.C. and
Atlanta?
North Atlanta. Florida.
North Florida.
It's not down there. It might be in northern Florida. That's a guess. That's just a wild guess.
Okay. Fair enough.
So you had some Christmas things you wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
How did you want to do this?
How do I want to do it?
Yeah.
Jump right into the naughty list.
So we're doing a naughty and nice list.
The name-calling naughty list.
Naughty and nice list. Let's not do nice list because that's kind of boring. It's like...
I don't have a nice list.
There's so many people doing nice things that get doesn't get any media attention, so we're not about to start. Why start that?
That's what the Walter Payton Awards for, yeah. And all those Make-A-Wish, ESPN, Make-You-Cry commercials.
Watch the ESPYs and hear the, I'm coming.
Yeah.
And then something good will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the nice list can be as simple as just saying Ezekiel Elliott, and then you're just done with it.
Ezekiel Elliott gave a horrible interview to the media, and the media has jumped his bones because of it. They've just jumped on this kid.
So they sexually assaulted him? Jesus Christ, yeah, media did
and
that?
That's not, and right now, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, they
wow,
just,
that's kind of, what is that called? Hypocrisy?
Sorry, media, yeah. You're going to have to figure that out. That's a internal thing.
Was that a Cowherd, Skip Bayless, two-on-one, Eiffel Tower? What happened there?
No, I heard somewhere that they were like, he should have answered the questions with more remorse. It's like, he's a cocky kid. He's and he's like, yeah, he's got some questionable photos of him like working out on a beach in Cancun or something.
Well, so does McNabb.
Yeah, so it's like, well, whatever. Like Marshawn Lynch has his own show called like, Is It Gonna Blow Up?
High Times.
Yeah, this is great.
High Times, Man of the Century.
Anyway, what do you got? Naughty list. I like naughty list.
So it started out with Zeke was on it. Just JKLOL. Zeke naughty.
You
naughty,
gotta stop. You gotta stop trying to be a millennial with this hashtag JKLOL stuff.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Act your age. You're right. You're over the hill.
You're right. Yeah. I was there when Kennedy was assassinated.
Second gunman on the grassy knoll over here.
Could be.
Take him in.
Zeke starts the list out very naughty this year, but about to turn nice at home. Hosting the Seahawks this weekend. Zeke's debut.
Dallas is irrelevant.
Re-debut. They're not irrelevant. They're still in it. You're such
in
the
NFC?
You're such an entitled, cocky Saints fan.
In the NFC?
Yes. Some other things have to happen.
I mean, a lot of things have to happen, right? The NFC's
not a
stacked
lot.
This year.
Not a lot.
What's the Cowboys' record?
One NFC South team has to implode, and the Lions have to lose one game, and we can get in.
I mean, how bad is Carolina? They're the third place in the NFC South, right? How many games do they have to lose?
I need the Saints to crush the Falcons, and then the Falcons lose their Week 17 game, and the Cowboys have to win out. And that means beating the dog crap Seahawks at home, based off last week's loss. You can't even call that a loss. It was an obliteration by the Rams. And then they have to play the Eagles on the road, but that's without Wentz.
So there's
still a little good. I'm having a good time.
Okay.
Can I just enjoy myself?
Some dominoes
well,
have
I'm
to
in
fall.
The UVA's in the Military Bowl, and the Cowboys still have a chance, Massey. Just give me my birthday week to see how things pan out.
All right, whatever.
All right. 5 years running, this would make him, you know, in the NFL when you get the captain logo on your chest?
Little badge.
When it turns gold, it's like a 5 year, you have 5 stars.
Is that what those stars are for?
Yeah.
I had no earthly
idea
what
those
stars were. Yeah,
you get the fifth star.
I was like, oh, that's the 3-star captain.
Roger Goodell has earned his 5-year captain of Naughty List by getting his 5th star. He now has the little gold sticker.
Roger Goodell's old news. Let's beat up on somebody else. That guy is, you know, he's only guaranteed like, he went from like guaranteed $25 million to guaranteed $4 million. And he's like $25 million worth of incentives now.
He's a guaranteed a-hole, just put it that way.
Yeah, so your war against Roger Goodell and Jerry
There's
Jones.
There's no war. I'm just saying he's the 5-year he's a 5-year captain. Careful with Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones is
nice list.
His
We're
mind.
Not doing the nice list, remember?
Jerry Jones is nice losing list. His mind.
No. New to the list this year. And oh my God, the biggest rags to riches story when it comes to naughty list, LaVar Ball.
LaVar Ball,
big old year.
Just he had a humongous year,
and he
is
just flushing his children's lives down the toilet as we speak.
I don't know anything
about
what he's doing with his kids' lives besides putting thrusting them in the spotlight at an early age.
Massey,
which tends
going on 33. I know about parenting more than you do, and he is a bad parent. He's a bad parent.
He took his two of his kids to Lithuania. Took one out of college.
Gross.
Both of them out of college. He just recently said there should be like a parallel league for college athletes to get paid, kind of like Europe.
That sounds like
a G League. What needs to happen is the NCAA needs to reformat its a $10 billion industry.
A paranormal league?
No, just like parallel.
Oh, parallel league. The G League? The G League. We watched that at work the other day.
Yeah, I think.
What's a G League game?
There's already a development league in progress. LeVar's, I kind of like his idea, but no. But LeVar Ball is a villain.
The nice thing about LeVar, he's on the nice list too. He's now the face of the LA Lakers, which I hate. So it's beautiful. It's a good relationship.
I'll let the Lakers burn.
You know why I like that Dirty Boys song we introed with?
Why?
Instead of talking about big baller brand shoes, they still talk about Air Jordans. I don't know if you noticed that.
There you go.
They like old school stuff, like Nerf.
No one's talking about LeVar Ball shoes.
No. Not even Lonzo. These things suck.
Lonzo doesn't even. Does he talk? I'm not sure if he knows English. He talks a little bit.
Lonzo?
Yeah.
I think he's just quiet.
He's a shy kid.
Well, it's just like he has a dominant dad.
All right, who else is on the naughty list? I don't like to talk about LeVar Ball that much.
Hurricanes. Hurricanes are on the naughty list this year.
In general. They weren't quite as bad to parts of the mainland United States. Puerto Rico got
deal. No. I'm talking about the Miami Hurricanes with that turnover chain. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Get that the hell out of here. I'm so glad that
that's been going on for a while.
Pittsburgh ended that. No more turnover chain. That's been going on for a while?
Yeah. No,
Jimmy Johnson 80s thing?
No, not the tradition. Like the turnover chain is not a tradition.
It's something for Snapchat. It's so lame. And I'm so glad it's over.
No, it's been going on. There's a championship belt that goes around Alabama. There's like some shoulder pads that goes around Georgia. There's a trash can that goes around Tennessee. That stuff's been around. That stuff
has some longevity. This was just like this new Snapchat thing for these kids today in Miami.
It was just the new thing, and it's caught on like
it's
fire.
It's lame as hell. They made sweatshirts out of it.
Yeah,
were you talking about the weather when I said hurricanes?
Oh,
Jesus,
yeah.
You're a dark man.
Well, yeah.
What's next? We talk about Las Vegas? God, Massey.
The Hurricanes did some bad things this year.
They did. They're just bad. Bad in general.
I got one person on my naughty list.
Oh, I'm done? You cut me off?
Well, I'm just saying you've been talking for a while.
Oh.
Let's just throw this out there. Ryan Russillo. A little bit on naughty list.
Yeah, for sure. Ghosted on Instagram.
He might be on the nice list.
You think there's hope for 2018?
His last show is tomorrow.
Last show?
He's leaving ESPN tomorrow.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
What?
Yeah, his second last show was today, and his last show is tomorrow.
No, the Will Cain and Russillo show is happening. What's going on?
He's going to have a podcast for like 9 more months, but he's stepping away. He's done with ESPN. And then
have you seen this? You heard about this?
Oh, this is what have you been doing?
Is this breaking news?
Dude, you go to work every day and listen to podcasts. You got to get off of true crime and get back in your head, get back in the game.
Well, Russillo pissed me off. Like he ghosted me on the DMs lately, so I got a little upset about it.
Well, he was negotiating with ESPN. They gave him the same amount of money, and he was like, dude.
The Will Cain and Russillo show is not happening. Because, like, as of 2 days ago when I listened to the show, that was what was going on in 2018.
Is that what they're...
I think that's what you're talking about.
I don't think so, because he said he's going...
He's going rogue.
Okay. He's going to L.A.
Oh, I believe you.
So that's what I heard today. If it's changing by the day...
No, if you heard this today... This is me 2 days behind.
So he said he's leaving ESPN. He just like, I looked it up in the news. Like he abruptly ended his contract at ESPN and says, I'm going a different direction.
So he's going to Muscle Beach where I can actually drive to stalk him now.
Yeah.
That's not that far away.
Within striking distance.
Nice.
Russillo, look
West
out.
Coast, Russillo.
I had Zeke Elliott on my naughty list.
I'm sure you did.
I've also had a
traitor.
Jim Traitor. How is that? I had no loyalty to him. Trader would indicate that I liked him at one point.
Oh, I get it. It's because of the Ohio State-Alabama game from 3 years ago.
Yeah,
that's why he's on the naughty list. Get over that. Get over it.
Championships.
He's done nothing wrong since then. Just get over it.
Cowboys fans, y'all are the worst.
Thanks.
Y'all are like literally the worst fans to talk to. Who else you got?
Derek Jeter. We ranted about him on the podcast only last week. Download the podcast.
We have a podcast.
It was pretty good, yeah. He inherits the team, takes a big dump on them by trading the reigning NL MVP to his old team, the New York Yankees.
The only thing you can
talk about
out of
loyalty,
that was
but traitor at the same time.
Collusion.
It's kinda tough. Yeah, collusion, exactly.
I said collusion and it never crossed your mind.
His old teammate who hit one home run in his career that was famous, Aaron Boone, becomes the new skip.
You got one more.
New skipper. Well, no, I got more.
No, you got one more. We're at 15 minutes. We got to go.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, we got to go.
Rick Pitino.
Yep. Check. Done. Naughty.
Jimbo Fisher. Deadbeat dad.
Sorry, dude.
Tennessee Vols. Coaching search. McGregor Mayweather. Overrated. Browns. Cleveland Browns. Discussing the Rams and the Jags. Oh, my God. They picked themselves up. They become on the nice list this year. And then Martavis Bryant and Eric Bledsoe went from the naughty list to the nice list because their situations got better. But
they
Martavis' situation got better staying in Pittsburgh.
You're right.
Like
he
I
did.
Told you.
Yeah. He suited up. He changed his mind. He was like, you know what? Maybe I will catch passes from Big Ben.
And that was on?
He's on my nice list. Look, right there. Right there. He's on my nice list.
Oh, shucks.
He's the only one that made it.
Good.
That's the only guy.
You got Zeke and Martavis on your nice list.
Sports fans. Shout out to Wofford. Wofford? Wofford.
Honorable mention, Nick Saban. 8 years running.
Wofford. Thank you so much. Early Christmas present to everybody. No one wants to see UNC succeed.
Mm-mm.
Sports fans, when we come back, we're talking sports. That's all I got for you. 89.1 KHOL, download our podcast, Teton Sports Talk. Too good. I'm going back to it. Sports fans, it is Friday here on 89.1 KHOL, and we are your host of Teton Sports Talk. And I'm Massey Zeman to my left, Grand Trainer, and that's just good stuff. I almost just jumped out of my chair onto the desk. I'm ready for the robbers to come. I got my booby trap set.
Hell yeah.
They're totally screwed.
There are marbles all over.
Could you imagine getting
the entry floor?
Could you imagine getting hit in the face with a paint can?
Oh, stepping on a nail? A tarantula on your face?
Oh, and the
sipping on ornaments? What's worse?
What are you doing, Marv?
Which one have you done more recently? Sipped on a nail or ornaments?
Definitely a nail. I can't remember the last time I stepped on a nail. High school after.
That sounds like a Teton Art Services injury. Stepping on a nail? No?
No. We don't have very big nails. We have very little nails.
What's the most beautiful Christmas tree you've seen?
When
this
you're,
working Christmas.
When you're like super rich and wealthy, you just don't have time for Christmas trees.
Well, I'm not saying they were like put up by the family. I'm just saying they were
well, that's what I'm saying.
Put up by a service.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that like they look so unauthentic. You walk in and you're like, that came out of a catalog.
Right.
You don't have like the stupid family ornaments such as every like ordains every single Christmas tree in America besides the super wealthy.
You think immediately of like that last Town and Country you read and you're like, that looks just like that.
That looks stupid. I want to see like your macaroni noodle
advent calendar.
Yeah. Like
I know,
something
right?
just stupid. That's what Christmas is to me.
EB got me selfie queen. My wife got me a Star Wars advent calendar. God, that thing's been awesome. Legos Star Wars advent calendar. It's been incredible. It's changed my
life.
Did
you just fall in love all over again?
I did. It's the only thing that can keep me sane, working 7 days a week, 10-hour plus days.
You're in retail hell, my friend. You work
I am,
in retail.
But it's
well,
over.
You don't work
it's
in retail. You manufacture
down.
Retail.
E-retail. Yes, exactly.
E-retail.
Yeah.
What's e-retail?
It's like I've manufactured this relationship with you.
E stands for what?
For sports. E-commerce.
Internet. But the internet starts with an
Ethernet. Ethernet.
It's an I.
It's an Ethernet commerce.
Is the E silent in the internet?
The C is silent.
Massey. I have a present for you.
Oh, I was going
to
say.
Let's get to it.
My present was off air when we started to sit down. Massey's quote oh, this is our Christmas episode. That's because Massey only cares about Thanksgiving and his own birthday.
I love Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Love Thanksgiving.
Your birthday.
It's not my birthday. Thanksgiving moves around every year. It doesn't land on my birthday in like 10 years.
Well, I'm near it. Whatever.
Here you are. There's
just overdoing it with this crumpling.
I've
oh, it's so big. How many crumples are there?
I've rolled up the bag, so you had to open it. That's right. Graham is opening up a brown paper bag. That's right.
A Zeta Psi fraternity boy starter kit.
That's right.
Jaeger bombs.
Dude, I saw that and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
And do you have two solo cups or?
We have a four pack of Red Bull and we're going to have to get some solo cups.
Should we go
break.
Mix this up in the coffee pot?
Too soon.
Not too soon.
Coffee pot gate is too soon. Hey, Speaking of a gate. So I gave Trainer about a 3-day hangover versus worth of Jaeger and Red Bull.
3 days if I drink it today. 4-day hangover if I drink it next week when I'm 33.
Yeah, isn't that terrible?
4-day hangover.
It's terrible.
Ugh.
Now that I like anyway, I had something to say back there about the Cowboys.
Oh, more nice list.
The note card gate. When they play the Raiders last week.
Note card gate.
Piece of paper gate. On the first down, they said the piece of paper bent, so therefore the Cowboys had the first down against the Raiders. There's no way you were watching this game and just completely missed this.
I only remember the controversial quote-unquote first down at the end. When the chains, they were like, oh God, it's so close, and the Cowboys
And they pulled out a note card.
Oh, that note card part. Sorry.
You are so blind.
You said
blind.
At the beginning of the game.
I am so blind. That is so ridiculous that you just did
working.
Piece that together.
I was still working and watching this game.
Oh, my gosh. Now I don't even
want
to talk
work,
about it.
Trying to work, trying to earn a living, run a business.
You're helping run a business. All right.
Oh, skating.
You got something to talk about? Because I got a couple of...
Oh, yeah. I was going to invite you. I think I'll edit in the morning.
Okay.
Or yesterday morning or this last morning.
Whatever
Friday.
Works.
Future. We're always in the future doing this show.
I feel
it's pretty cool though.
Yeah,
I feel like we're in Australia right now.
I feel like it's kind of like the guy
Doc
off of
Marty McFly.
Thank you.
There you go.
You just read my mind. We're just playing the guitar and he's looking at his hand.
We're almost going on 2 years. We're reading each other's minds.
We're cycling together.
Finish each
nice.
Other's nice.
When our sport
you go first.
It's like we finish each other's
sentences.
I forgot what I was talking about.
Jesus Christ.
Time travel?
His birthday. And mine. I was gonna invite you. And if you don't want to commute real quick, or if you don't want to commute after this, you want to come watch Dunkirk with me? I have like 28 hours left.
Dunkirk?
Yeah.
That's like a 4-hour movie.
It's actually an hour and 47 minutes. I was impressed.
They really kept it that long?
I don't have the director's cut, but I do have the normal version, and I was impressed. I was like, this is the first Christopher Nolan movie ever, probably, that has to be under 2 hours.
Give me the over-under on you watching a movie. When you watch a movie, give me not the over under, but give me the percentages times that you go and watch a movie because it's so good, just go watch it by yourself.
At the movie theater?
Yeah.
I've only ever seen one movie ever at the movie theater solo.
What?
Yeah. I don't like doing that. It's like eating alone. I have this weird vibe about
me.
Dude,
I go in there and I just solo mission any movie I want to see
respect
by myself.
That.
Dunkirk.
I'm very content alone, but I have to also be alone at home to be very content. I can't go out there and like, I feel like if I start eating a meal at a restaurant table by myself, I'll start crying.
Yeah.
Mid sushi, mid hot dog, whatever I'm eating. I like it all. Do you want to bring your orange and come over to my house and watch Dunkirk?
Well, let's think about it because I haven't packed.
Because
I haven't packed a thing, and I leave tomorrow morning.
I had fine. I do have a sweet squad over there. I have Avi, and the two King Charles.
Oh,
dogs.
You have a threesome over there.
Foursome.
Who's the fourth?
Me.
Oh, I was talking about dogs.
Oh, dogs! I have the three of them.
Don't mingle with.
It's kind of like I was thinking about it in the bathroom when I was taking a whiz. It's kind of like I'm Ser Jorah, Avi's Khaleesi, and then. Bogey and Dash. One's Grey Worm and one's Tyrion.
So you're on that. See, I have currently at my house, I have 5 dogs.
All right, you'll have to brag.
But there's 2 women watching. Two fiancés over there watching. Best Dress, Guess the Dress. Whatever bridal movie they're watching, not movie but show.
2 fiancés, 5 dogs sounds like a great time.
Sounds like I'm gonna be staying. Yeah, you're right. You know what? I'm gonna take you up on that Dunkirk offer once I think about it. Yeah. Let's talk sports because we're a sports show.
All right, cool.
We should talk.
The Last Jedi. Great time. Great it was. Popcorn trick I attempted.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Spoilers. R2 murders Leia.
Ooh, I didn't see that coming.
Chewie goes transgender. I didn't see that coming either.
Yeah, I think they're trying to relate to the times,
yeah.
But...
It made sense.
I think they missed. I think they swung and
missed.
Yeah,
it was a little weird.
Because I'm not even sure if Chewbacca's a guy to begin with. But
oh, what?
So
I mean, Dishwalla?
Dishwalla.
When they call Jesus or her? No.
Mm-mm.
Dishwalla? Counting blue cars? We count only blue cars.
Missed it.
Skip it. All right. And then the last one was, can you believe the next movie is called Jar Jar Rises?
Well, Jar Jar 9. Is a Sith Lord.
Ah, Jar Jar's back.
He's a Sith Lord.
Oh, my God. Jar Jar Rises.
So what do you want to talk about? We have like 3 minutes left worth of this 30? Segment. 3.
Oh.
In this segment alone, I mean, I got a couple of things I could talk about here. Let's talk a little bit about the bowls coming up.
Oh, okay. The 3 bowl games that will not be in this, what would you call it?
Year?
No.
College football playoff.
No. Between our shows, we will miss the next 3, which was like TCU and Stanford.
Pretty interesting.
Washington State and Michigan State.
It is Washington State.
Yeah, Wazoo. And then RIP to Mike Leach's volunteer career.
Man, that could have been so good.
I know. And boring. They got some Alabama.
They got Jeremy Pruitt. He's been Alabama's D coordinator for like 9 months.
Exactly. He's done nothing.
Well, no, he's really good at Georgia. Really good at Georgia.
Wait,
when Kirby Smart went to Alabama, Jeremy Pruitt, who's been with Mark Richt.
Oh, there was some wife swapping going on between. I like this.
They like shot over.
They shot what?
Yep. See,
wife swapping. Go. Shot what?
You could. Nice. Yeah. You got a
D coordinator swapping.
You got a good dick joke in there. Mm.
Dick Van Dyke.
So the only bowls that I'm interested in.
The only.
Besides the college football playoffs. Outside of the college football playoffs. Okay. Outside of the college football playoffs.
Touche.
USC versus Ohio State. I want USC to just trounce Ohio State.
That's the Cotton Bowl. That's at Jerry World, so you're going to have to watch Jerry World.
I like the Orange Bowl, Wisconsin versus Miami. Kind of those 2 teams that everyone wondered about. They're the 2 teams that people were like,
oh, rooting hard against turnover chain.
Have they played against? Have they played anybody? They played anybody? Are they
any
good?
You heard about this?
Have they played anybody? And then you put those 2 teams, they're like, they haven't played anybody against each other to see who it really is the most irrelevant, overranked team.
I'm very interested in the Auburn UCF game.
See, I
think Auburn's going to win by, I think Auburn, like, if I had to make a bet, I would say Auburn should be like a 13-point favorite, but I'm interested to see UCF can pull off an undefeated season by beating like what, the 3rd best team in the SEC.
Yeah,
I mean, not really, because they beat Alabama, and Alabama shouldn't be in the playoff. But anyway, continue.
And Auburn, like I said last week, Auburn played 3 out of the 4 Final 4 this year and beat 2 of them.
Exactly.
Ouch.
And Alabama, who should be in there? They were my 15th best team. Remember that list I made when you and the producer were here?
It's a thing.
It's
I remember.
A little controversial.
No, Alabama got the Ohio State treatment. Ooh. I understand that.
Tell you what other
I'm way more self-aware as a fan than you give me credit. You think my fandom equates your fandom, the delusional everybody's against me fandom, but I'm pretty realistic.
We do have a joint fandom that you didn't even mention their bowl game, UVA playing Navy. How dare you?
You
just don't care.
I'm speaking
you don't care
to the
about
fans.
The military bowl anymore.
I'm speaking to the fans. And if you let me speak at all, I would comment that Auburn is in a lose-lose situation against Central Florida.
That's why you don't like that bowl game.
Because it's like, okay, Auburn wins, so what? UCF wins, it's like, okay,
you beat up Cinderella.
But it's lose-lose, yeah.
Like Zeke, you beat up Cinderella.
See, And then,
see, I made it. That was a self-loathing Cowboys joke.
Well, it just is another. We've talked about Zeke like 15 times.
Well, it's Christmas. He's back.
Let's just
the gift that keeps on giving.
Flush Zeke down the toilet. I forgot what I was talking about. Whoa. The other one's Washington and Penn State, and kind of got my interest. It's kind of got my interest.
Is Sandusky coaching?
Oh, an old Sandusky joke.
Oh,
that one's worn out.
That wasn't even a joke. That was a question.
Every time Penn State gets mentioned, you just go straight to Sandusky.
It's
a pattern of behavior. You got to get some fresh stuff.
I was just wondering if he was going to be the O coordinator.
Oh, that dude! You what? Oh, that's so great, so good. He's in jail. He's rotting in jail for the rest of his life, trainer. The Sandusky jokes, they're done.
All right.
We'll see
if they're done. 2018, that might be one of my. We'll do New Year's special next week. That might be a resolution. We'll see.
We have a podcast.
We do have a podcast.
We have a podcast you should download.
Yeah.
It's on iTunes. It's also, if you go to KHOL.com and you click a couple buttons and you see our faces and you click our faces, it's also there too if we remember to do that.
Oh, you know what? I have to do a little Randy Savage call out of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dawson Smith, if you're out there listening, you said you're going to come on this show and you're going to tell me why my pick of Oklahoma blowing out Georgia was a bad decision. Where are you? I don't see you sitting across from me right now. So if you want to try it, come on next week.
That was excellent.
Thank you. He did say he wanted to call me out for it on the air. He's still not been here in the last 2 weeks. It's a weasel move. Behind the scenes text message chain where he said, "How dare you?" And I said, "How dare you not come on here?"
I just like the fact that he was listening. I was like, all right,
I do.
Listener.
I do too. He's your brother-in-law. He has to listen.
89.1 KHOL. Download our podcast. Upcoming is segment 3. Honestly, don't know what we were talking about.
But oh, God.
It might be sports related. It might not be. Stay tuned. 89.1 KHOL. Sports fans, it is 89.1. No, sports fans, it's Friday, and we're Teton Sports Talk here on 89.1 KHOL, and that was one of the worst Christmas songs I've heard. Wham! Christmas.
Wow.
Didn't do it for me.
Wham! To my heart. That's one of my favorites.
The last one jacked me up. It's like, Christmas, let's go.
I couldn't have begged you more to play Bruce Springsteen, the boss.
I couldn't find anything that wasn't live.
I can't find anything that was dead.
I don't know, man. Yeah. Well, you're not sitting in this chair. Maybe if you got some responsibility. You weren't even searching the internet. You're over there Twittering.
Yeah.
Are Twittering over there, wondering what LeBron James says.
My New Year's resolution is no more Twitter.
Yeah, you're over there looking at LeBron James's Twitter.
You'd look at LeBron James' Twitter.
You okay? And so on the third segment, Trainer, did we have something to say? Do we want to talk about Christmas activities, Christmas foods? What are we going to do? Christmas theme this time?
NFL.
NFL. It happens at Christmas.
Yeah.
Just so happens.
So I'm trying to decide, are we going to do Dunkirk, or am I going to go home and write the script for a very Nickelback Christmas that I'm going to submit to PBS?
Ooh, I'd like to see that.
All right.
A very Nickelback Christmas.
Very Nickelback Christmas coming to PBS.
I like pants around your feet. Dum, dum.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah, dude, that's a great song.
See, we should have played that. Maybe next
time.
Year.
Next time.
Yeah, next time.
It's a Christmas song.
Who I left off, speaking of the NFL, I left off my naughty list to bring into the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Richardson Weinstein.
Jerry
the Panthers owner.
Richardson Weinstein.
Been touching. He's been a little touchy this Christmas.
He has not been touchy.
What do you mean?
Well, did you read what he's getting accused of?
Touching?
No.
No. Typing?
Talking about women's jeans and their tightness.
Oh. Oh, he's touching from afar.
He's talking.
Talking. You can't do that, though.
Can't do anything.
Jerry Richardson Weinstein, RIP.
You cannot look at... No, Can you look? I think looking you still can, do but you can't comment.
My point is, do can't you touch Massey? Do you want to
touch or comment?
Do you want to go in together and buy the Panthers or not?
How much do you think that it gets discounted when you're like, well, I bought it from a sexual predator?
Well, he did talk about a guy. Yeah, he talked about them girls' jeans.
It's going to have to be someone that's squeaky clean because this someone's like, hey, I'll buy the Panthers. And someone's like, hey, you remember when one time you said that my blouse looked good? Yeah, you're out.
Are you not squeaky clean?
I'm not squeaky clean.
That's not true.
I'm sure somebody in this world can say, Massey commented about my jeans once.
Fair enough. That includes me.
But I wasn't in a position of power. I was just a guy at a bar, I think.
You look pretty powerful over there right now.
In these jeans? Well, they're Wranglers. Yeah. Dude.
Tight black shirt.
Well, you're sued. You're toast.
You look like Tim McGraw over there right now. Tight black tee and some tight jeans.
Yeah, dude. Just keeping it real.
Ew.
I just keep everything. When I just do the dry clean. Oh, not the dry cleaning. The
you
dryer.
You do dry cleaning? Massey's rich.
The dryer. Just turn it on to extra hot.
Oh.
It just keeps everything nice
and
tight.
How do you deal with the commute from Raptor J to the dry cleaners in town?
It's actually, it's almost 55 miles an hour the whole way.
Are you delivery? God, the art services has changed you.
I don't get
it. The art services, what you do for when you deliver the arts to people's houses, the arts of very many natures. You aspire to be them, so you have dry cleaning delivered to you now.
Riveting.
Oh, jeez.
Dry cleaning. Got it.
All right. Well, I didn't leave the Gasparilla Bowl to come here and just get berated by you. Temple and Florida International were playing.
Florida jeez. International?
Yeah, bro.
FIU?
Yeah, FIU.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, drop the I. That goes to you.
All right. Get well, let's talk about some sports instead of my made-up dry cleaning world.
All right.
That was your cue.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Panthers and Jay Rich on the prowl. Home versus the Buccaneers this weekend. What do you think?
I didn't catch the Jay Rich part.
Jay Rich, Jerry Richardson, the pervert. He's on the prowl.
Oh, he's on the prowl.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a Panther on the prowl. I couldn't figure out who they were playing.
They're playing the Buccaneers. Sheamus.
So the NFC South matchup, the Panthers are pretty good.
They're pretty damn good.
They're pretty good.
Pretty damn good. You should put Carolina Panthers. Put the Carolina Panthers defense in your fantasy roster. Pretty good.
The NFC South is the best league in football this year.
Of all time. Massey, how many Saints games have you watched?
2.5 over the course of this year. Piece by piece.
All right.
I never said I was a Saints fan. I just you pay told attention me that- to them.
This whole show started because you said you were a Saints fan.
That's irrelevant. That's all right, not fine. True.
Foles gold. Eagles win at the Giants. Be careful at home against the Raiders.
Why did you say Giants in there?
They played the Giants last week.
Oh, okay.
Foles gold. Nick Foles is the quarterback now.
It's a pun.
All right. I thought you were going to have more fun with the puns. My bad. All right. Well, I guess this is going to be
good. So they're playing the
good.
Raiders, and the Raiders aren't
I like aren't like great. No laughter library face from Massey. Let's just keep going here.
All right.
Seahawks rammed at the boys for Zeke's return.
So that's what I'm starting to get the gist of it now. You talked about last week, and you're talking about this week.
Yeah, it's called Headlines to the Future.
Oh, Headlines
or
to the Future.
Headlines, heads up headlines. Heady headlines.
Heady headlines.
Heady headlines. You all like right. that?
What do I think about the Seahawks? I think the Seahawks.
Yeah, I take headlines from last week, and then I make them go into the future.
Because we time travel all the time. We're time traveling.
Well, we're
now.
Like in that, you know, this is the point of this. This new segment I just thought of, like by myself, and didn't tell you about at all.
Mm-hmm.
We do a show on Fridays, and it's kind of like last Sunday and Monday, old news.
Yeah, definitely.
Keep the headlines going to the future. Heady headlines.
Oh, heady headlines.
With a pun.
Headlines back to the headline future.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I forgot. So which one are we talking about? Raiders? Who are we talking about? Cowboys?
Oh, yeah. Seahawks at Cowboys. Cowboys are fighting for their playoff
Cowboys
lives.
Need this. Cowboys need
this. Oh, they
need
every game.
Seahawks need it, too. So I think
God,
this is going
to
be good.
42-7 against the Rams.
Rams are pretty
Weren't
good.
Weren't the Rams bad last year, though?
Well, they just
2017 weird year.
Which been weird, dude.
Yeah.
Rams, the Chargers are looking pretty good too.
Packers, mathematically eliminated. Get it?
Well, so they had to win out, right?
Well, they did, but Aaron Rodgers is clavicle. He injured his clavicle, mathematically, instead of mathematically.
I get it. I get that part.
So they put him on the IR after. Well, no, they got mathematically eliminated. So they put Aaron Rodgers on the IR.
And might as well. Good.
They're hosting the Vikes.
That's smart.
I agree.
Vikings are Case Keenum, good quarterback.
I'm excited to agree on something this segment.
Who knew that Case Keenum was going to be this? Well, it's funny because did he win like 7 games last year or 8 games last year? And they're like, who's going to be the Vikings' next quarterback? And he's like,
I know.
Wait a minute. I'm the Vikings' quarterback.
Well, they put Teddy in last weekend. It was kind of cool. They were
That's
like,
awesome.
Teddy. Because that was one of those, who knows if you can walk right again.
Yeah, and he dressed
injuries.
Out.
Yeah.
Big day for Teddy.
He played.
Yeah, he came
played
in
when it was like 35-7.
But still, like that's just a moment.
No, I know. I'm saying it's awesome. He didn't just like dress out and sit on a chair. He was like literally in the game playing
awesome.
In the NFL again.
As a grown man, I would have cried.
Yeah,
if I saw it, but I didn't see it.
I agreed. Baltimore Coxes host Indy as the Chuck Pagano slowly dies.
Now is Baltimore still in it? And I think they're going to take Indy. They're
currently the 5 seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the AFC is garbage.
It's
the
pretty
top.
Bad. It's pretty bad. Except for Morgan Cox's team, Messi.
Well, I'm talking about
wink, wink, get another interview. But
hopefully he's busy prepping. And he missed that comment. He missed that comment.
No.
Good. Indy. Send them on their way. I love it. Baltimore. Pick them. Is that what we're doing? Or am I just listening to you?
You just listen to me.
I'm just listening to you make puns, and I'm reacting to the puns.
Yeah, I want to see the pun face.
Okay, well, no one can see my pun face because
we're a
radio show.
They call me the Punisher.
We're a radio show, so you're going to have to do something more.
Don't bungle this. Lions on the road at Cincinnati. Lions fighting for their playoff lives. They went out. It's kind of the Cowboys. They're one ahead of the Cowboys when it comes to like tiebreakers. So one NFC South team, probably the Falcons, have to poop the bed, and the Lions would be in. But if the Lions lost, the Cowboys
can you
jump
call
up
pooping the bed when they're playing the Saints? Like they're both really good teams right now.
Well, lose out.
Okay,
I don't know the Falcons play Week 17. That's way too far in the future for me to look.
What's
but.
Great is that the NFL is coming down. To the wire for some teams.
Oh, it's great. It's beautiful.
Sometimes it's just like, okay, like sit all your starters.
Yeah.
Let's start the playoffs.
Agreed.
Already.
There's
and
a lot of
entertaining.
Yeah. Even like a lot of seeding stuff is up for grabs, which is awesome.
Yeah. Pittsburgh got.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Y'all know all about
disgusting.
That.
Oh, yeah. All the Pats fans in town.
Jeez.
Or as I call them, the Alabama fans of the North. Yeah. Just
the same.
Yeah.
You can see an Alabama in a pass.
This isn't
away.
A pun, but you might want to put Gronk in the witness protection program for this Bills game. Because you know what happened with Gronk. Remember that? Gronk made that ugly, dirty shot on the Bills corner a few weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm kind of worried about like a last Boy Scout situation where a gun gets brought on the field. You know, last Boy Scout.
The last Boy Scout shot somebody?
Bruce Willis?
Mm-mm.
No? Too young?
No, it sounds like a crappy movie.
Too young. It's great.
You sit
David Wayans
and
Bruce Willis.
You just watched way more movies than I do.
It's true.
So I don't know anything
about
the last
You more days
one.
And I've watched more movies. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
cool, fine.
Man.
So I don't understand your obscure Last Boy Scout Gronkowski reference.
How have you not seen The Last Boy Scout from 1991?
Because I haven't seen The Last Boy Scout. That's how.
All right, fine. But...
Have you seen Dunkirk?
No, I want to watch
okay,
it.
Okay, well, I've already seen it. So
you've already seen it?
Yeah, I've already seen it. It's all in the theaters.
By you myself. Saw the theaters, really?
I just said this.
Oh, that's what you said. You talked about going to the theater by yourself. You meant going to Dunkirk by yourself.
No, I go to a lot of movies by myself.
Well,
one of which is Dunkirk. Was Dunkirk.
So it's weirder that you saw Dunkirk. No, it's weirder that I saw The Last Boy Scout with my family than it is that you saw.
No, you just Dunkirk twisted that. I just haven't seen The Last Boy Scout.
I'm just kidding.
Well, just
Well, what else? We're doing a radio show right now.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
my bad.
Back to the radio show.
All right, Atlanta at the Superdome. Last time the Falcons went to something super, it didn't end well.
Yeah, oh, look at that.
Oh, nice, you like spawn. That one?
I like that. Poor Falcons fans, dude. They're going to get crapped on for the remainder of history. That was the worst choke.
Oh, you like
the
pun.
Super Bowl.
Do you like the pun or?
I saw the pun. I get the pun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think this is a great game. I'm not sure who's going to win. You know what's really going to help is that everyone's back in New Orleans for like Christmas. And there's going to be a little bit rowdier atmosphere when you influx New Orleans with a bunch of natives.
That's true.
Native New Orleans.
I wonder what New Orleans is like during Christmas. I've only been there for Mardi Gras.
I've been there for New Year's, and it's
New Year's. But it's ridiculous, right?
And it's the same speed. Same speed.
Yeah.
Except for like, there's no one. None of the rookies are there. So all the people that influx New Orleans for like Mardi Gras and yada yada yada. They're all the rookies. It's like the veterans there. And I got trampled by the veterans.
Oh, the veterans are there for New Year's.
Yeah, like...
So it's less puking up Jaeger bombs, more puking up eggnog.
I mean, it's like you go to F&M's and it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
F&M's.
And everybody that's a New Orleans native is still with it. And I'm barely hanging on trying to eat my cheesy fries. Like, how do these psychopaths do this?
Yeah.
And then you leave those... New Orleans folks at F&M's, and it's like you walk outside and there's that little bit of twilight where you're just like, oh God, no way. And you go to bed and pee
the bed. Yeah.
And then you wake up and the New Orleans people are there like fixing breakfast
with mimosas ready to go for round two, round 20, whatever it is.
It's unbelievable down there.
Rams at Tennessee, hoping to game over Super Mariota. Tennessee, see you later. Is that better?
I had a burp. Missed it. The Rams are hot.
Ouch. Jags and Hunt for the 2 seed. That's just weird. That's all I'm saying. That's just the kind of year we're dealing with. That wasn't a pun. That's just a statement.
I just don't get it.
It's a statement.
I mean,
at Garoppolo in San Francisco?
But yeah. I don't. Jerry Garoppolo, very, very handsome man. Not sure if that's going to win in this football game.
Mm. I got Bortles service, a fantasy title game, depending on it.
So if
on Bortles,
if an East Coast team travels to the West Coast, do they get the time warp advantage?
It's got
to
be Year Bowl.
Because the West Coast team goes to the future.
Oh.
If an East Coast team goes to the past, does that help them?
If you go to the past, you should be rejuvenated by that. So you should
win.
When
do they play? Yeah, you're sleeping.
2 o'clock game.
So that's like does that like 5 o'clock? You're like hit your prime. I don't know. Maybe. I think traveling to the past probably helps you out.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
I would think so.
I got the Jags in that one.
Me too. I think the Jags. It's just amazing. They're
all
in the hunt.
I mean,
the Rams and the Jags this year?
Rams, Jags,
get
Titans.
Out of town.
Who knew?
Steelers are going to get savage at Houston after bullcrap game and loss against New England.
Yeah.
You get the savage joke?
Crushed. Yeah, Tom Savage.
Yes, Massey watches sports.
I listen to sports. Listen to sports. I don't have time to watch it.
A river runs through it. Chargers at Jets. Chargers trying to stay alive.
Chargers they're fairly decent this year, much mm-hmm. like they are every other year.
And yeah, they smoked the Cowboys on Thanksgiving. You were there.
That's not a benchmark.
Oh,
beating the Cowboys is not a benchmark in your season.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Huh?
They beat a lot of other teams besides the Cowboys.
My last one: Chiefs host Miami as Cutler Dahl finishes his fishy career.
Cutler was a fill-in for not Matt Moore.
Jimbo
hurt?
Fisher's new favorite player, Ryan Tannehill.
Did
you get that joke?
Because Ryan Tannehill went to Texas A&M.
And where'd Jimbo Fisher go?
Texas A&M, but why are they all of a sudden his new favorite player?
That was just a full circle.
But Jimbo Fisher, he was on the naughty
list. He was
Ryan
on the naughty
Tannehill.
List back doesn't in the first. Him. He's on the naughty list in the first segment. It's a full circle.
We'll end it on a full circle.
Yeah.
We'll end it on a full circle. Sports fans,
full chub.
That's our Christmas episode dick joke. And we didn't even get to our favorite Xmas food. Let's just list quick.
Xmas food, just
yeah,
right.
You ready?
Ham.
Gravy.
Beer.
Oh, beer wasn't one. Beer was my stuffing.
Candy.
Turkey.
Chocolate. Dark chocolate.
Sports fans, download our podcast because we have one. We are Teton Sports Talks. I'm your host, Matt Zeman. To my left, Graham Trainer. And I got to go watch Dunkirk, apparently.
Again. This time with a friend or co-host.
Friend or foe.
Oh.
Download our podcast. It's on iTunes. 89.1 KHOL.